Good morning, friends. This is Bob Asher.
And this is Mary Jane Jansen.
With your Faultless Start Show.
It's absolutely faultless. It's absolutely faultless. It's absolutely faultless. That good old Faultless Start.
Welcome to Faultless Start Time with Bob Asher, Mary Jane Johnson, the five home counters, Jane, Larry, Earl, Kenny, and Dwayne, and all your best love songs brought to you by an old friend, Faultless Start.
It's absolutely faultless, that good old Faultless Start.
Now then, here he is again, that happy troubadour with the bright guitar and a whole family album filled with faultless songs, Bob Asher.
Troubadour, eh? First thing you know, folks, Franklin will have me singing under your balcony. Come to think of it, Mary Jane and I'd enjoy that, wouldn't we, Mary Jane?
Oh, I can see you now, Bob. Serenading in the moonlight under a balcony.
And you looking pretty up there and tossing me a bouquet of violets.
Hey, are you sure those are violets, Bob?
Well, they have to be, because I've got a bouquet of roses right here.
Uh-oh. Franklin, that boy's gone and trapped us again.
I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. And as the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part. I beg you to be different, but you'll always be untrue. I'm tired, I'm forgiven, now there's nothing left to do. So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. I know that I should hate you after all you've put me through, but how can I be bitter when I'm still in love with you? So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart.
Right up there.
Thanks a lot, gang. I had to get that bouquet of roses out of a greenhouse. Our garden's knee-deep in snow.
Bob, you sound like you're in the mood for a little travel to a warmer climate, huh?
Well, Mary Jane, I wouldn't want to go on record till I knew for sure whereabouts I'd likely to be traveling.
All right, then, how about Mississippi?
Oh, now, young lady, I call that faultless. Hand me an oar, and I'll row while you sing out the directions, okay?
For the M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I. Humpback, humpback, I, Mississippi, flowing down to New Orleans. And it flows by my Tennessee home, where history was made by Steamboat Bill. M-E-M-P-H-I-S, Memphis is the town I mean. Way down yonder in the land of cotton, folks like mine are never forgotten. What a wonderful thrill it is to be down in Memphis, Tennessee. By the M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I. Hump back, I, Mississippi, blowing down to New Orleans. Way down yonder in the land of cotton, folks like a man are never forgotten. What a wonderful thrill it is to be down in Memphis, Tennessee. By the M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I. Hump back, I, Mississippi, blowing down to New Orleans, blowing down to New Orleans.
Yeah, we got
real fine. Yes, sir. Two of my favorite misses, Miss Johnson and Mississippi. Now, I've got a little favorite song here, too. It makes your ironing easy, it makes your ironing easy, it makes your ironing easy, that good old faultless start.
What a joy it is to have your iron just fairly fly over your ironing. No fighting or sticking, dragging iron all day, because faultless starch makes ironing a joy, not a job.
Yeah, no ironing aids to buy, no waxes, no polish in the bottom of your iron. Faultless starch contains every ironing aid necessary for smooth, easy, perfect ironing. Save your money, save your time, save your back and legs. Faultless starch makes ironing a joy, not a job.
It makes your ironing easy, it makes your ironing easy, it makes your ironing easy, that good old faultless starch.
Get faultless starch at your favorite grocery store. Look for the pure white box with the big red star. That's faultless starch. Faultless starch has been granted the good housekeeping seal.
That's good advice, Franklin Ferguson. And now, since Mary Jane started us traveling with Mississippi, it seems as if the old wander bug's bitten everybody. Right now, Larry Wellington's leading his hometowners in a Little Rock getaway. I've been hearing that good old rhythm tune for many a year, but I'm sure that's about the speediest Little Rock getaway I ever witnessed.
Well, Bob, probably you never made your getaway from Little Rock on an accordion before either.
Yeah, well, I think you got something there, Miss Johnson.
Well, I also have something here called If Teardrops Were Pennies.
Say, that's a mighty fine ballad, Mary Jane. Why aren't we hearing it?
Well, it seems to lack one baritone voice, Bob. Know where I can find one in a hurry?
You just start the soprano voice, and I'll bring you that baritone you need.
An acre of diamonds I'd offer to you, a solid gold mansion, an airplane or two. This whole world would be yours to have and to hold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold. If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold, I'd have all the riches my pockets could hold. I'd be all so wealthy with treasure untold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold. The tears that have fallen will buy you a thing. The heartache you caused me won't pay for a ring. The love that I wanted would not have grown cold if teardrops were pennies and heartache were gold.
Oh, yes. Say, Mary Jane, I've been wondering about women hanging out their wash on these crisp, wintry days. Isn't there a danger that wind or cold air will blow or freeze out the starch on the clothes?
Well, yes, there is, Bob. And if that should happen, you have to turn right around and starch everything all over again before ironing. But, you know, there's one nice way to avoid all that trouble.
Oh? How?
Why, you simply make sure you starch your wash with good old faultless starch. You see, faultless starch won't blow out or freeze out on the line. And it won't blow out in an automatic dryer, either.
That's because it's deep-penetrating starch, isn't it?
Yes, faultless starch doesn't merely coat the surface of your clothes. Instead, it gets right down into the threads of fabric. It doesn't snap and pop off in the wind. On a windy day, you may not feel as much stiffness when you take the wash off the line, but the starch is still there. So as soon as you iron, presto, like magic, your clothes take on the fresh, crisp-looking body you wanted.
And speaking of ironing, ladies, that is one of the most delightful things of all about faultless starch. Because faultless starch has every ironing aid you need already mixed in.
Yes, Mary Jane. With faultless starch, you're ironing smooth and easy. A joy, not a job. So, friends, look for the crisp white box with the big red star and good housekeeping seal, won't you? That's good old faultless starch at your grocer's.
Yes, sir. That's right. Now then, time for another tune. Do I hear any nominations?
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about cold, cold wash days. How about staying with the season here and singing Cold, Cold Heart, Bob?
Oh, Mary Jane, that's a dandy in December as it was last May. I'll be happy to oblige.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops sore. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Oh, that's a fine tune, Bob. I enjoyed that. So
remember how long that one topped the hit parade, Franklin?
What's that? I'm sorry, Bob. I didn't catch the question.
It's no use, Bob. You caught Franklin with his mind a million miles away on an entirely different matter.
Thanks, Mary Jane. You're right, too. Ladies, a few minutes ago, Mary Jane was telling you how to avoid having the starch in your clothes blow or freeze out on the line. And the answer, of course, is to use good old faultless starch. Faultless starch is deep penetrating. It gets right down into the threads of fabric and anchors itself firmly. It won't blow out or freeze out. And remember, faultless starch contains ironing aids, too, to make your ironing smooth and easy. A joy, not a job. Get faultless starch at your grocer's tomorrow. The full, easy directions for using it are right on the box.
It makes your ironing easy.
It makes your ironing easy.
It makes your ironing easy, that good old faultless starch. Well, speaking for the hometowners, that means Jane, Larry, Kenny, Earl, and Dwayne. This is Bob Asher saying goodbye until next Sunday at this same time. And here's pretty Mary Jane Johnson to say
goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to Faultless Starch Time, brought to you by Faultless Starch, the perfect hot laundry starch that's made in barely a minute. Listen next Sunday at this same time. This is Franklin Ferguson speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.